Hey, everybody. Here we are. It's Angel Answers, and it's Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. It's March Madness, not sadness, but gladness. So my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm one of your co-hosts that I'll be with you tonight. And we are with DC Love, Sister, and Peg Jones. Mary Hernandez is off, and Kat Peoples is off. So I will go ahead and just say hello to the angels. Hey, Angel, glad you're here.
Hi,
Jan.
So glad. Oh, love of my angels. This is awesome.
Yes, and it's nice to hear your voices, and so we're just going to keep going here, and I'm going to go ahead and read the bios for Mary Hernandez. Starting out, Mary Hernandez is an angel intuitive, Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. To book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com or via email at MaryHernandez5252@gmail.com. And Catherine Peoples is a medium, spiritual, shamanic life coach, and Reiki practitioner. Peg Jones will be on with us a little bit later, so I'll just go ahead and read her bio. Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks. Chandler of the Angels, Ascended Masters and Card Reader, also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. So there you have it, and you can find everybody on the Sacred Embers website at www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And Sacred Embers is on Facebook here. So we're all in there. There's a beautiful website there that Lynn Bleasdale put together and created it. It's just beautiful. Check it out. It shows all our bios, everything we do, our names, our pictures, and our information on how to get a hold of us if you want a reading. So check it out, Sacred Embers on Facebook. All right, so just a little bit about me. I'm Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a psychic medium. I do predictions. I just put up my predictions a couple weeks ago. There's just a few, not too many. I'm just starting. I'm not done. If you want to check them out, www.wefindourway.com. A few have come to pass now, so it's kind of interesting. And I'm pleased about that. So then I also do animal totems. That is what I do just immediately when I start readings. The animals come through. They're guides for us. They're like angelic spirit guides. And they give us messages, and they're with us on our journey in this life. They're with us from our birth all the way until we go to the other side. And so it's very exciting. They're very real. I've seen them in real life. I've seen them in dreams. And they come in the form of regular animals too, earth animals. And those that come around us quite often, you know, are usually one of your animal totems. So I get butterflies as soon as I walk outside. They're just there. And I also get hummingbirds. So it's kind of neat. And dragonflies too. And also ravens. So we have a lot of animals around us, not just one. There's quite a few. So anyway, then I also do poetry, and I'm trying to work with musicians and singers to write songs. That's a big dream. I really want to do this. But I also have used my poems in other venues, different things, and they're published, too, in some books, a few of them. And so, anyway, that's kind of neat. So, anyhow, that's that. So I'm just going to – and we also do crime work, the group of us, some of us, and we're in a private room, and we do missing persons and animals. So that is another thing that we do in our Sacred Embers group. So anyway, that's that. I'm going to go ahead and switch it over to Liz Pfister and the beautiful and lovely, talented Liz Pfister. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Jan. Thank you.
Hi. You're welcome.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive and an empath. I am the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I am a Reiki practitioner, a sound healer, a meditation coach, a tarot and oracle card reader, an oracle deck creator, radio show host, among other things. So I do a little bit of a lot of things. So, but the biggest thing is on my Facebook page where you can find me at River Maven 77. Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, I live stream an hour-long crystal singing bowl meditation. And it's free for anyone that wants to join and listen in. You know, you can listen for the hour, you can listen for 5 minutes. And you can also go on and listen to replays for the last 4 years. So, you know, we all have times when we just need a little something to unwind, and sound is a beautiful way to do that. So I brought with me tonight my crystal pyramid to get us all connected here. I know a host like that. So let's go
good.
And take the muck of the day off.
Us all,
yeah.
This is a big part of the show. I love it.
I know. Thank goodness you're here, DC. You would have missed it.
Yep.
So let's take a nice big deep breath in together, breathing in through our nose, feeling all the way up in our chest and our belly full of air, and then just sigh out the uck of the day. Let it all go. And take another deep breath in through your nose. And sigh it out if you need to, or release it with a normal breath. And take one more deep breath in. And as you exhale nice and slow, like you're blowing out through a straw. And focus on the sound.
Wow, Liz, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The vibration, you know, it kept going. That is truly amazing.
I'm like, it will keep going. I actually have to move it away because it just, it will ring.
Wow.
So beautiful.
That is beautiful, though. My gosh. Really beautiful. Okay, so maybe I'll introduce myself. I haven't.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hi, everyone. This is DC. A little bit about me. I'm a divine soul healer, a seer, an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, an animal communicator, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter. My journey, I feel, is a little bit different than the other ladies I connect with. My journey started with sugar cookies, delicious sugar cookies. And they flew off my kitchen countertop onto the floor. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. My phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And then Spirit sat on me to get my attention, so I had no other choice but to listen. And all of this brought me to where I am today. I've even had a chance to attend schools of higher learning. And in my case, I went to heaven several times. And I acquired the knowledge that I have now. I've used it to help myself and then to of course, help others. And they say if you snooze, you lose, you lose. But in my case, I felt like every time I snoozed, I gained more knowledge. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. But Joan truly is divine. It took a while before I even believed it. But she is divine. So with With that being said, you'll have to excuse me. Ooh. I channeled this before I even started this journey. I was helping a beautiful couple. They were going through a really hard time with medical issues. And I connected with Jesus at that time. And while they were going through, like, it was really a hard time, a lot of medical procedures and different doctors visits, hospitalization, I just heard Jesus' voice, and he asked if I would help him to bring forth these messages to this beautiful couple, and of course I said yes. So here's one of the messages. It's from such a long time ago. Live every day like it's your birthday. Live every day like it's your destiny. It's up to you to live your truth. Live every day like it's your first. Make a wish. Blow out the candles. The present is a gift. And dare to take a risk. You know, it's a time for you to feel special, to be celebrated just for being you, and to reflect upon the year that is behind you and, of course, the year ahead of you. We should take time to feel special and reflect every day. Don't wait for one day of the year to live your life to the fullest. Get started right now. We should take time to break free from our busy lives and even recognize someone for being the special person that he or she is. There are so many little things that we can do to make other people feel special on any given day, and we can do the same for ourselves. Treat yourself to something nice. It could be as simple as an afternoon nap, a walk in the park, or putting sprinkles into your yogurt. Just make it special. And embrace the little things that you love most about it. Every day is an opportunity for you to do something out of the ordinary. Celebrate each day for what it is. It's amazing. Take a moment once in a while to think about all the things that you've done and to be proud of the person that you are. Experience the present fully, because life is short. One minute you're a child, and then the next minute you're working full-time, you're rushing through your day. Don't wait until your next big day to appreciate the present moment. You may not be living out your perfect birthday on a daily basis, but you are probably experiencing some pretty good things. And if you take the time to look around you to be fully present, you can make the most out of any day, whether it's your birthday or not. So please, look forward to what is to come. Exciting things are coming your way. Life is an adventure. Every day is an opportunity for a fresh start. The same way every birthday is the beginning of the next year of your life. Stay focused on the present, but don't be afraid to look forward into your future. Waiting a year is way too long to take part in the joys that make your special day so special. Birthdays and holidays have such buildup, and they can leave you feeling down. If we celebrate all our days as if they were special, we'll always be looking for the good, hoping for the best, and trying to make the most out of each day. No one wants to have a bad birthday. So the more you start thinking as if every day is a special one, you'll always be striving to have a good day. Start each day as if it's your birthday, and you'll be in for a year filled with very special days. So that's the message I channeled to this beautiful couple from Jesus. And I believe that was in 2013, before I started, like, on this journey. And
wow.
Now I have, thank you, I have another message. Okay, so hold on, I have to see what this is. Hold on, ladies. Just hang on with me. Let's see who this is. Somebody's waving there. Let's see. Okay.
Someone wants you to know they love you, and they want you to have the best birthday ever.
Okay, guys, do you know who that is?
That's your mom.
No, that's Betty White.
Oh, Betty White, okay.
Betty White, that's one of our, you know, one of my mom's good friends. I mean, she has a lot in common with Betty White. They both love vodka and hot dogs. And they're both. So they, you know, they get together with Joan quite a bit, but that was Betty White. And now she's saying, hold on, I'm not done. Well, she's not done, Jan, she's saying. She's saying, ladies, the older you get, the harder it is to find your balls. You aim to hit a very small ball into an even smaller hole with a weapon that is designed especially for that purpose. Jan, don't laugh. I'm talking about golf. Golf is a four-letter word, and for some reason, while I was enjoying a few minutes of golf, I would hear a lot of other four-letter words. Can you imagine? But I loved getting into the swing of things because golf really satisfied my soul. So Betty now picks up her club. She swings and yells, four. She hits a car. She smashes the windshield. And then she says, well, what do you know? It's a hole in one. It's amazing how much fun you can have if you've got the balls. And with that being said, I would like to wish my mom, Rita, a very happy birthday, as well as Jan Drake Bakke's brother, Steve. So,
yes,
she's
perfect.
With mom and Steve a very, very, very happy birthday today.
Aww. And just to add, that is so interesting. You talked about the balls and golf. My brother is a big time golfer. He plays in a lot of tournaments, and he has had several holes in one before. So. That was just so
wow.
Neat to hear that.
Betty, you quite love to play golf. Isn't that crazy?
I thought it was funny you mentioned balls because this Friday at River Maven we have craft night and we're making witch balls.
Wow.
We're always balls in sync, ladies.
I know.
You know what? Or phones or something. There's something making a really crazy noise.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, do you hear it, Liz?
I hear.
I don't hear
in
it.
The background there. I hear something in the background, DC.
Okay, because I hear
like
really
someone
screeches,
talking.
Like.
No, I don't hear screeches.
No.
I think that's.
Ooh.
Does anyone have like things on? Do you have like
have
the computer and the phone up? Do either of you ladies have, like, the computer and the phone on? Like, where you're in the studio, but you're on the phone, too? I feel like it's, like, somebody's coming in.
No,
and
my,
making that.
My computer's muted, but
well,
my
I'm on the host call-in, but I don't hear anything.
Okay.
But I'm on host. I am on the host call-in. Usually I just call in. Through the,
yeah, it's clear now.
Regular.
Okay, yeah, it just cleared, so hopefully we're good.
Okay. Huh.
So do you have some amazing poems this evening for us?
Yeah, thank you. And also, I forgot to talk about the other shows. You know, I should just do it very quickly. Here's the paper.
Yes.
So it says, Sunday night, is Enter the Light, and I can hear, you know, something in the background now every time I talk. So anyway, Sunday night is Enter the Light, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's headed by Lynn Bleasdale, and her co-hosts are Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, Hawk Dion Frio, and Mary Ann Adams. That's a beautiful show that they have on Sunday. I highly recommend it. Monday is Catherine Peoples and DC Love. It's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's Monday. That is a great show, too, another one. And they talk about healing modalities, and all kinds of interesting subjects. Don't miss that one. Then there's Tuesday. That's Mary Hernandez's show, and it's called We Are One, and it's her new show. It's really, really good, too. And she's on live, and she'll have her guests on live there, too. And they've gone into all kinds of different subjects. It's really interesting. It's a beautiful show. And that's on 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. That's Tuesday. And then The Lighthouse, headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, Natasha Scott. They're on every once in a while, and I always post them when they come on. So that's our group, and we're, of course, Wednesday, Angel Answers. And I'll read the little blip here. It says, we are a group of like-minded individuals using our skills and abilities to help and serve others for the benefit of humanity. We come together as light workers in the Sacred Embers group and share our services. So there you have it. And that's that. So I'll just go right ahead and go into my poetry.
it's spring fever, you know, it's March Madness. So spring fever is the first one. It's called It's New and Exciting, and Love is in the Air. Spring fever about to pounce. Revival is upon us as if we choose to see it, if we dare. Walk into the sunlight, drink down revelations, epiphanies and inspirations, and blow bubbles of delight. It is March Madness of this new year. Remember to laugh and cheer. Always speak life over everything and more for this majestic March Madness of 2024. And this is called March Springs. March springs into action, desires, needs, attraction, connection into friendships, fate, purpose. A kiss on the lips, love restored, love, new love, bloom, more passion, movement. The sun sings, frenzies, March springs. And I just found this one. This is a really old poem, so I decided to bring it out. It's called Divine Host Healing Prayer. The Christ, Divine Host, within, a place to begin, giving us warmth and light to ease our worries and our plight. Perfect peace inside our soul, living and breathing us in a daily flow. Every cell in our body receives its gracious healing and energies and renews us with a joyous feeling. Allow the jewel in our hearts to shine, its radiance throughout our entire being. The Holy Spirit align, alive and well, honoring and uplifting us continually as we pray, sing, and tell. And this is called More Spring, Less Violence. More spring, less violence for you, for me. Let's be in this life more peacefully. The more we bridge our differences, the less violence we may see. And this is called peace. Many remarkable things in 2024. So that our creative energy is set free, and sometimes we may agree to disagree, but that we might hold hands in a circle so wide that it extends throughout the earth, even if it is in one's mind. It ripples unity, peace, and a rebirth. No matter who or what we are, our hearts and souls still pulse a breath and resonate close and far, that we will always remember we are not alone. God has tabs on each of us along our life's journey and road. The signs are always shown and right near us as we may be told, that each of us will stand in our peace and never demean our path we stand for on our soul's path that may be of remarkable things in 2024. I read that every year. I just changed the year. And this is called, this goes, Forgiveness holds space for all of your sad to turn it later into your glad. And this is Dance With Me. Dance with me. Let's ravage the space with joyous elation. Dance is a sweet sensation. Dance with me, honey. Let's let our bodies move to that creative liberation. It doesn't matter where it is. Dance is a sweet sensation. And the last few, A Wing of a Butterfly, Children. And let the children follow a path to rely on the highest of the high, to send their fears into the universal sky with prayers and love, and as it will come back in a trusting to be grateful to be alive as they survive. Let them ride on a wing of a butterfly. That's Lent, pre-Easter. And this says, I want to be light and airy instead of contrary. Spring into action, keeping a positive action into the gladness. Happy March Madness. And this is called Unicorn. Some days are unforgiving. Some are just plain forlorn. Some give us joy. Some are full of popcorn. Some days are waiting to be better. Some are great in the morn. Some give us havoc until I met a unicorn. And it is unicorn season, by the way, so it's spring. Not that the unicorns are out all the time, but I think of them a lot in the spring. So there you have it.
Beautiful. You know what, Jen?
Thank you.
You spoke of unicorns. I was out with a friend yesterday, and when I came home, right past the house, there were about 16 deer.
Really?
I've never
16?
I've like little ones and a couple females, like with all their little babies, I guess, walking around.
Oh,
but I've
neat.
Never seen such a amount at once. Is that of a special meaning, being there so many?
Oh, well, I think that's just a family. I don't know if it means anything, though. I mean, it probably does. I don't know of any of what it means. But deer in itself, are so, they're so beautiful. But that's a family gathering, you know, but I don't know what kind of gathering they may be having. You know what I mean? It might be, it could be anything. But that is amazing that you saw that.
I've never seen that many, like, we were counting them, you know.
I'll have to figure that. I'll look that up somehow. That is so incredible.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So we were just mesmerized because we kept counting them.
Wow. They were having a family reunion, maybe.
It could have been. I mean, it was female deer and their babies, you know? It was
There
was no male, like...
And their babies. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It was a woman's council. Oh, my God. A female deer council, maybe, with their babies.
Maybe, right? Yeah.
A birthing thing. Oh, how neat. With, you know, a child care thing. Your
community.
The mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Symbolizing
the mother's
community.
Came together.
Community.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was just unbelievable.
Oh, amazing.
I've never seen anything like that large, you know, when they're together like that. And they were just coming out of, like, the wooded area there, and they just kept coming and coming and coming. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how many are there, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and
well,
then the ones...
Oh, that's neat. We have to find out what that is.
Yeah. It was really beautiful.
Well, I just wanted to share. I was telling Jan before we started, I was wanting to support the local Girl Scout troop here, and they were selling magazines, and I don't really do magazines, so I'm like, well, let me see what they have for spiritual stuff. And I chose this one called The Daily Word, and it comes bi-monthly, and it's day by day there's a message around a Bible verse. And today I just thought it was such a great message, because this weekend is the new moon, and it's all about letting go of anything that, you know, no longer serves us, because we're in the sign of Pisces, which is the last sign of the zodiac. So it's, you know, rounding out the zodiac year. So today's message is trusting in God, I can reach for comfort and strength. My dreams and aspirations may change as I grow and evolve, but one thing remains constant. Each time I seek to achieve something, I have to reach for it. Sometimes I reach outside myself as I pursue opportunities, stretching toward new heights and learning new things. I may reach for others to grow in community and friendship, sharing common interests and giving and receiving social support. Other times I reach inside myself for greater self-awareness, undertaking an inner exploration of discovery, seeking a greater understanding of myself as a divine being. This journey of self-discovery may feel daunting, but I trust it will lead me to a fuller experience of myself and a deeper relationship with God. And it's, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus, the Philippians 3:14. But I just thought
beautiful.
It was such a beautiful message. That's what we try to encourage our callers to do each week, and what we've each done. So I thought, gosh, what a great message for every day. But, you don't just say the prayer and that's it. You know, you got to put in your part too and give a little bit you want to come to you.
Almost like a living prayer, I feel, you know.
Yeah.
To be asked and help others.
Yeah.
And I was getting a message too, that from Mother Mary, and she wants all of us, like, to just really, you know, surrender everything and just, you know, love everyone with the love that she, you know, shows to us. And, you know, to be strong. And this will, you know, it can go through the whole world. And she's saying, never be anxious nor worried. Because, you know, God will help you and show you the way, and I want you to love all everyone with my love, both the good and the bad. This is the only way that love will conquer the world. So I truly believe that we really have to, you know, try to share, you know, our love, you know, the divine love with everyone.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Ladies, I see we have, we're getting a full switchboard here, so are we ready to turn it on?
That's awesome.
Yes.
I know. I'll have to keep an eye out for Peg, too. I don't think she's coming after 8, right, Jan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then here we go, ladies. We'll take our first caller.
Woohoo.
Okay.
Area code 212, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Oh, hi. This is Bryn calling from New York City.
Hi, Bryn. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. So I feel like I've been in a kind of a void lately, like a null zone, and I just want to know where this is heading, when things are going to move forward again for me. It just feels kind of static at the moment.
Okay, Bryn. Hi, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
And, it's nice to hear from you again.
Yeah.
I'm getting the strangest, this turtle. I'm getting a turtle that's like climbing on a tree. And it's sideways. It's kind of neat. So I don't know.
It feels like a turtle to me. Things feel like a turtle, a slow turtle, trying to climb a tree.
Well, the truck wasn't trying to climb the tree. The turtle was, but the truck was actually
the turtle.
Yeah. And the truck was running. Driving. You know what I mean? Like moving. So when you talked about when you're feeling kind of stagnant or something, and when you were saying when is it gonna, you know, start moving along, I saw this truck moving, and so it's not gonna be too. It's not too far off is what I'm feeling. And so you're not going to be stuck for that long. But the turtle on the tree looks like it's a little stuck. And it's like moving. Yeah. And that may be, you know, but then all of a sudden this truck comes in and starts moving. So it's not going to last too long. But let me just read the turtle really quickly here. And just for fun to see what's going on with it, because it's the turtle's a really cool animal, you know, in general. But it's kind of funny how it's going up that tree. But anyway, you've been going much too fast for too long. So slow down and pace yourself. This is a time to be more reliant and less self-reliant, less dependent on others. Take time to nurture yourself and simply observe and feel your emotions. This is a period of increased sensitivity to the Earth's vibration and the collective consciousness. Spend a few hours or longer in solitude, away from people, away from the noise. And this is a very creative, fertile time for you also. And this animal represents being an old soul with a strong sense of connection to the ancient and archetypal worlds. And no matter where you are in the world, you have a very strong attachment to home and always returning there. You move at your own pace, taking your time to make decisions and deliberate ones also. Let's see. And you're incredibly compassionate and nurturing with others, willing to listen to their problems, and able to do without taking them on. So that's really nice. Do you relate to that?
Yeah, there's a lot about this reading I relate to. Sure.
But the truck is moving along, so I feel like you're going to be coming out of this sort of stuck thing mode pretty soon, you know.
Okay.
It's not going to be that long. And I think the ladies will tell you a little bit more, but the main message here the turtle said was to take some time off, slow down, and get away from all the, you know, noises and stuff like that, and give yourself
a
little time.
Good luck in New York City.
Yeah, exactly. But if you can, wherever you can, maybe even just in a room, you know, in your house, in your room, in your place, or whatever is a sacred space for you to get some time out and relaxation and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. Well, thank
All
you.
All right. I'm gonna. Chris. Yeah, you're welcome.
Beautiful. And that was spot on. Yes, thank you. That was beautiful. Britt, I'm just feeling your energy.
Yeah.
And the angels are gathering round. They're helping you. They're saying just, you know, take care of yourself, breathe, have faith. They're helping you. You will overcome whatever you're struggling with, but you've got to take care of yourself. And you've got to stay motivated. And what I was getting is going to be forward movement, okay? You had some lessons to learn. I believe that you've learned from them. And there's going to be very positive changes coming your way. And
you
I'm
get
getting,
a timeline?
You know, like, I was seeing the number 2. So it could represent 2 weeks. It could represent 2 months. And as Jan said, I don't feel it's far off, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting just, you know, just follow your feet. Be where you are. And just take life one step at a time.
Mm.
Okay. And you've got to make every step of your journey count. Because where we are right now, it doesn't last long. And then I saw Archangel Zadkiel come in. And he is talking about success that's going to come your way. But you've got to have a little patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's going to help you to have a little bit better balance.
Okay.
And moderation is needed, compromise is needed. I do feel like you're a little stressed, Bryn.
Yeah, it gets like
and
that.
And I would practice some breathing exercises, deep breathing.
Right.
And just ask, you know, your angels to come in. I see Archangel Raphael, the healing angel. He's right there with you. So you really do need to just, you know, you've got to just take some time and just breathe, okay? But you are going forward and things are changing. And just, you know, do you have like a gratitude list that you make every day? Like every day you say maybe a couple of things you're grateful for. You could actually like add each day or just say them.
I don't do it consistently, but I do it. It's not consistent though.
Okay, and getting the word forgiveness, do you need to forgive yourself or someone else? Because forgiveness is important.
Yeah, that word comes up, and I do go through a routine where I forgive myself. I forgive, you know, my mother and father, my sister, my ancestors, for whatever might have happened. It seems to come up every so often. Yeah,
and it doesn't mean that what anybody did was right. It just means that you no longer have to carry the burden of all of that. You give it to God, and God sees things from a higher perspective and knows how to handle everything. Because when you hold on to that, and you're walking forward with a lower vibrational energy, and that energy is so thick, it actually can block, you know, you from manifesting the life that you truly deserve.
Yeah.
It can get, you know, any aspect of your life. Okay?
Yeah.
So we, you know, we forgive, but it just, like I said, we give it to God, and God knows how to handle it. And nothing someone did to you, it doesn't mean it's right, but it's just you don't have the burden of carrying it anymore, Bryn. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, when we're grateful, it tells the universe that we're so happy to have what we presently have, but, you know, we're open to having more of that. Okay?
Yeah.
So
sure.
when you're thinking in that respect, if you worry, it's as if you're saying to the universe, I'm worrying, I'm worrying, I'm worrying, and all the universe here is worrying. He wants more to worry about. Mm. Okay. So we don't want to worry.
Right.
Because Wayne Dyer used to say that worrying is just like praying for what you don't want.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like you went to a restaurant, you ordered maybe a hamburger platter, and the waitress brought fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So gratitude, on the other hand, is the opposite of worrying. And when we're grateful for things, it's sort of like, like a TV antenna. It goes up, and it brings everything toward you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
It brings your vibration up as well. It'll help you to have a higher vibration.
Okay.
So just think about breathing, do some breath exercises, deep breathing, and, think about, the gratitude. And forgiveness, you could just say, whomever I need to forgive, I forgive, And
right.
Ask the angels to help you, if there's something that you feel like you're struggling with.
Okay.
But I see that the angels are, they're there. They want to give you the spiritual guidance you're needing. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm
important.
Also getting, some of the stuff you're holding on to, hon, may actually be from a past life. Okay?
That makes sense.
Okay.
So I feel I've been tuning into something about my past life, and I feel there's a part of me, I want to say that I'm holding on to a persecution imprint from a past life where in this life it's been difficult for me to get things done, to get out in the world, to be, let people know who I am and what I'm about. And I feel there's a past life influence of a time when I was persecuted in some way for saying something or doing something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but you don't have to hold on to that.
Yeah.
And, I see Mother Mary with you, and she's just wrapping, her beautiful, it's a beautiful blue blanket around you. She's, holding you in her arms, Brent, and she's saying, you can safely give this up. You don't have to hold on to it.
So do I just say I give up this past life that's holding me back?
Yeah, you could say, you could say it three times. I release, I release, I release. Now say it three times and see if you feel lighter.
I release, I release, I release. Yeah, a little bit.
And with Mother Mary, every time you even feel like something, you can't even name it, just keep releasing it and allow Mother Mary to come in and help you as well, Brent, because she's always here. And she'll,
okay.
She's here and she'll help you. But you don't have to hold on to that. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't need to hold on to the past life because, you've learned the lessons and you don't need to carry whatever it is. You're not carrying the good stuff with you. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
She's just saying she's going to help you body, mind, and spirit, Bryn, to help you have the freedom that you are really needing. So, we're going to release the attachment, to that old life, okay? Because
yeah.
In some ways, if you don't release it, it still has control over this lifetime.
Exactly, yeah.
But you've got to trust in the divine. You've got to trust in Mother Mary.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I felt
surrender all of that. Yes, and release it. I mean, you are one of her children. And when we, trust Mother Mary, we know that we're safe. No harm will ever come to us.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, so we're going to turn everything over to Mother Mary. And we're going to, you're going to release everything and you're going to feel a lot better. Don't be surprised if you don't find some beautiful synchronicities, some things that may appear as a coincidence. And,
mm-hmm.
These are going to be beautiful, good divine nudges to help you go forward, okay?
I look forward to that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm seeing a book, Bryn, and we're turning the page from that old lifetime, and we're going forward where, so many beautiful blessings await you, hon, okay?
I'm ready for them. I'm going to work with
God
Mother
bless.
Mary to release what I need to release.
Yeah. And I Jesus standing there, you know, as well. And just remember that, you know, you have such, you know, a divine team with you.
Oh, thank you.
And there's such love there. So we're going to get ready, and we're just going to release all the stuff that no longer serves you. And I see you moving forward, like, really, really fast. And like I said, I did see it like a two. So it, as Jan said, it does not seem like it's going to be a long time. And when you leave,
two months, maybe two weeks.
But you continue to release, because I feel like you've got to trust yourself as well. Allow yourself to go forward. So you have leadership abilities, and you're very gifted.
Yeah, no, I know. I just I just need those gifts to resurface.
Okay. Well, also, like I said, Archangel Zadkiel is there, and he has solutions for you. He's going to help you to raise your vibration and to really, you know, like, have that attitude of gratitude. Okay.
Sure. I'll make a list, a gratitude list.
You're in hands, okay? And when you do, you know, when you get into that zone, like, the universe is going to constantly, you know, be bringing you so much good into your life.
I look forward to
and
that.
I feel miracles. I'm hearing the word miracles. God bless you, hon.
Thank you. That was great, DC. That's just what I needed. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hi, Bryn. So good.
Hi, Sue. How you doing?
Good. So
good to hear you.
As soon as you started talking, I immediately went back to last year at this time. I felt like I was in a very big, like, void.
Sure.
I felt stagnant. I wasn't doing anything new. I couldn't figure out why. And I was meditating, and what I kept getting was rest. Mm. It's okay to rest. And I'm like, okay, but I feel like I've rested long enough. Like,
right.
I'm a person that is extremely busy.
Yeah.
I definitely spend more waking time than sleeping time or resting time. And I went through, it was probably a good 3 weeks that I just, when I wasn't doing something that I had, you know, committed to, that I was just resting. Like, I was watching movies.
Sure.
I was, you know, reading books. I was, you know, but not doing work. And it was so weird, because I felt like I needed to be productive and doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
I get, like,
But in the end, what I got from it was honor the rest. We need to rest. We are not ingrained or conditioned to think that that's something that we're supposed to do. You know, we probably watched our parents work like dogs. Everyone we know, right? We've always had to work hard. But we need to rest. Our bodies need to rest. It's important. So our physical body, our spiritual body, our emotional body, they all need rest. They all need time out.
Right.
Step away. So from that experience, what I did is I have set aside in my schedule, every Sunday is my day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't, I don't do work things on Sunday.
Right.
Sundays for me.
Yeah,
I might go take class if I want to enjoy something, you know, if I want to learn something, I might go take a class because I want to. But it's not anything that I'm, you know, forced to do. It's my day. And I do things to take care of myself. I soak my feet every Sunday to get ready
for
the week. You know, just getting all that stuff out to start fresh.
Yeah.
It's made such a difference. I haven't been sick at all this winter.
Congratulations.
And I deal with the public, you know what I mean? So that's unheard of.
Right.
So I know that these things are working. And so, you know, pay attention to that. This just might be a time for you to be resetting, right?
Yeah.
And adopting a schedule for you that, you know, works. Maybe it's not a whole day that you take every week. Maybe it's, you know, maybe you have so many hours a day you take each day. You figure out what works for you.
Okay.
And with the turtles, that Jan saw, turtles are always about wisdom, right, and bringing us knowledge from the, from our ancestors and such. So this is a time to really tune in to yourself and your higher self, your deeper wisdom. Really
right.
Go in and take your time with it, right? Go slow, digest it all, because it's important, because these are things we're going to need. We're in a time of this dimensional shift here for the next few years, and we've already been in it, but we're still going to be in it, and it's going to be trying. It's not going to happen fast,
recent.
Right? Because it can't. It has to go slow. So, we have to lean into that flow and take that time to do the things that we need to do to continue to level up and go, and do the dimensional shift with the rest of the planet, right? So, it's really about focusing on yourself and you and that you're in the right space to continue to do the growth. I just got a deck of cards on Friday that's new to me, and I love it. I've used it a couple of times. It's called the Golden Future Oracle by Diana Cooper. And the card that came out for you was number 23, Nature, which I thought was so wonderful. I can't remember if Jan or DC told you to get outside and connect.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is, and I'll post a picture of this card in the Sacred Embers group so you can see it.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a lady meditating, but we could say a handsome man meditating. And there's all this beautiful wildlife around her, and as we go through this shift and we start to do this change, the message on the card is tune into the natural world, because we will start to reconnect with all these things. We're all going to start going back to the earth and connecting more with, eating naturally, eating more plant foods, growing our own foods, spending more time in nature. So, this is just a reminder to, that's a great place to connect. Right? That's a great place to find
you
your solitude, right? You know,
there.
I just wanted to read you a little thing. So, our feet are the biggest receiver and mover of things on our body. I can't remember what it's called, but so putting your feet to the earth, the effect that has on your whole body is just out of this world amazing. There's so many health benefits of just simply planting your feet, bare feet on the grass, on the ground.
Oh, I know. Yep.
And just, balancing you out. So do that. Make sure you take time each day to be in that space and connect in some way. This is all part of the change. So, things will be going slower. We are going to start to go slower as a people. We're going to see this globally. We already see it, and people are annoyed that things are slowing down.
it's a good thing.
But yeah, it is. We're not meant to go so fast. I mean, we're missing all the beautiful things because we're going so fast.
Yeah.
And the other piece that I took from this card, number 23, 2 plus 3 is 5, and 5 is the number of change. So,
right.
5 represents changes, and so
favorite
just a reminder
number
of that.
Five.
Yep.
Yeah.
So things are changing, and just remember that. The only constant is change, right? And so we just have to become more and more comfortable with it.
Right.
So.
All right.
I hope that helps you, Bryn.
Very much. I like all the perspectives that you've given to me tonight. So thank you, everybody, for your time.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It was nice
to
hear
from
you again, too.
Yeah, it's good to connect with you guys again. So,
it's nice to hear from you.
We'll put you back on hold so you can keep listening and give us a call back.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
You all.
Have a
Bye-bye.
Wow, I do feel like it's been a very long time since I've talked to Bryn.
Yeah, it has.
It's
just
so
familiar.
Like, what a change. I was going to say, what a transformation.
Yeah.
He's such a light and a growth in the world. You know, he's definitely embraced change and rolled with a lot
beautiful
of
beautiful readings, lady.
Oh, yeah,
you
Jen,
also,
yours was,
Jen.
They were beautiful.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, what you ladies said, though, it was just incredible. I mean, it helped me so much, too, you know.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know, the turtle, I immediately saw, every time someone says they see a turtle, I see an old Native American Indian man, right, the old elder, and I'm like, oh,
really?
Here it comes, the deep-seated wisdom. I don't know, that's where my head goes every time someone says
wow.
Turtle.
Wow, that's really cool.
And then the climbing up the tree, I thought adaptability, and I forgot to say that to Bryn.
Oh, neat.
You know, right?
Yep.
Things change,
yeah.
And how do species survive as the world shifts and changes, right? They adapt to what they have going on around
yes.
them. So it's a reminder.
And that's the only
thing
true. Just yep. change, you know? Life
so
is,
a reminder
you know,
to be flexible.
Yeah.
All right.
Beautiful.
Well, ladies, are we ready to take our next
We're
call?
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Code 856. You're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi, it's Rosemarie. How are you?
Hi, Rosemarie. You have a question for us?
Been a lot of chaos with work, trying to find something. And I don't know what's wrong, why I can't get a job now, or anything coming up for moving or relocating with a job or job or relationship, whatever you guys can get that could help me.
Okay. Hey, Rosemarie, it's been a long time, too, hearing from you. We're glad to hear from you.
Same here.
Yeah. So, but you're in a job right now?
No, I'm still looking from October.
Okay, you're still looking. Yeah. Gosh. I am getting the sloth. Somebody told me, oh, that was DC who told me about a sloth today, too. Now I'm seeing a sloth for Rosemarie. So that's kind of neat. That the sloth is coming through again. You know what I mean? I wasn't even thinking of it, and it just shows up right now. So let's see what we have going with the sloth here. Let's see. It's a beautiful animal, too. And I just posted one the other day, or last night, I think, or this morning. So it's like in our vibe right now. But I'm kind of seeing, Rosemarie, I have to just say what I'm seeing when you're talking is it's kind of dark outside is what I'm seeing. And I don't know if it is right now where you are.
Yes.
It's still light out. Yeah, is it dark there?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, that's why I'm seeing that. Because here it's 5:00 and we're still light. Yeah, it looked dark out. And then I saw these, like, A-frame houses, a few of them. So I don't know if that is what the look is in the neighborhood where you are. But the sloth shows up, and it says, slow down your pace as you miss so much by running around frantically. It's healthier for you if you gaze, eating small, light snacks throughout the day rather than 2 or 3 large meals. It's important for you to exercise every day, a portion of which should be strengthening exercises to help keep you grounded in your body. Whatever you're dealing with right now, try viewing it from a different perspective, putting aside any preconceived beliefs or notions
that there's only one way to look at a situation. There's many ways to look at it. You'll get there where you want to go, but it's going to be slow and steady progress, one step at a time. Do all the things you need to do in order to maintain a healthy immune system. So with the sloth, it's really talking about your diet here, to take care of yourself, to really, really take care of yourself. And you might move at a slower pace than others, but you get everything done, and you have an easygoing manner, but if someone crosses you, you could strike. There are times when you might feel out of place on this earth, but then but that's because you're clairvoyant, you're a visionary, you have gifts, and you're trying to stay grounded. It's very important for you to stay grounded. So you have challenges, but you're able to get through them because you really are steadfast about them, and you're able to get through your challenges. But solitude is a friend for you, so sometimes getting solitude is a needed. But the changes. I'm hearing changes for you, definitely. And I'm not getting a timing on anything for you, really. I just keep seeing the dark outside, and there's like, I feel like there may be weather problems. Sorry. In this area, there could be weather problems later on. I see dust spinning, swirling in the air and stuff. I just keep hearing that you're going to make slow progress, and it looks like you just have to keep trying. You know, just keep trying. It looks like it's going to be a slow progression for you. I'm not getting, you know, the only thing I might be hearing is springtime might be a really more, and we are in spring right now, so, but I mean not right now, not getting right now. I'm hearing like a few months out that things can change, but I do hear change for you, Rosemaria. So just work on your immune system, work on your health, and try to take time out and get meditation time or whatever you like to do that can bring you peace in your body and in your mind, yoga, you know, anything like that, so that you're not worried about all this, because I know you're worrying about it. And but I'm thinking that in a few months things are going to change, because I do hear the word change. Changes are coming. So just have faith in this, and know that things are going to change for the better, and stay on a good diet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can't. With the job, I can't hold off and have a lot of chaos with my brother at the moment, and he's not. It's like his way or no way. There's no other path.
Are you staying with your brother? So what is your brother? Are you staying with your brother?
No, he moved out of off the property.
Oh, okay. But you don't have a job, or you do have a job?
I don't. I'm looking for one.
Yeah.
And he's straightened stuff out with me, and he hasn't. And he's doing, like I said, like chaos of the chaos. That's where he's picking that chaos for me, and
yeah,
he hasn't settled.
I know, I see it. Yes. Well, I hear that change is coming for you. So I just hold on, you know, have faith, because I know that things are going to change for you. And I want you to not worry so much, and just try to take care of yourself right now in the midst of all of this. You know what I mean? And because all that stress can really be hard on your health and everything.
And so you just want to really take care of yourself and just know that you just do what you have to do to, you know, look for jobs, do all the things that you need to do, you know, and it's going to happen for you because change is coming for you. But I do see you're exactly that. I'm glad you told me that because I'm wondering why am I seeing it's so dark there. I know it's dark, right, because it's 8 o'clock over there, whatever time it is. But there's things in the air. It's, you know, it's spinning. I'm seeing a dust and spinning. It looks like a whirlwind, and it's chaotic, exactly. But it's not going to be that way forever. So
just hang in there. I guess that means I'm going to get half of everything where I'm at.
Because you're going to get half of everything?
Yeah, or equal to. I don't know. Or I guess and then after that, I get to relocate to where I want to go, I guess. I don't know. That's where I'm lost. My father caused all the problems.
Your father did, yeah. Well, I think that relocation will be a nice thing for you. And as far as getting half, I don't know what that is. Is that between you and your brother or something? You guys going to sell the land or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, that'll be fine, you know. That's why there's going to be change. Sounds like it's changing already. So I think you're going to just have to pick where you want to be. Do you like California or anything? Do you like the West or anything like that?
I've never been to California. I've been to the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have options. So just you're worrying about it quite. I know you're stressed out about it. I just want you to relax and just know that things are going to be okay. Things are going to be okay. And you just take things one thing at a time, So, but the main thing right now is to take care of yourself. That's the main message from this animal that I'm getting. So I want to give you over to DC Love. She's going to give you more details.
Cool.
But my main message from this animal is telling you to please take care of yourself. That's the sloth. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All beautiful. Right. Dan, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Rose Maria, as Jan was talking, Archangel Michael, he just came right in front of you. And he's saying, do not worry. He can help you, you know, as you go forward. He knows that, you know, this is a hard time for you. Everything feels like it's in a state of turmoil. So all you need to do is, you know, ask him to come in and help you. He is known as a great protector, okay? And he offers his heavenly assistance to all, you know, who call upon him. But I was getting Mother Mary also came in, and as you're going through this, you still have to honor and love yourself, okay? And she agrees with Jan about taking care of your health. Okay, so it's really important that you love yourself, you take care of yourself, and you do the best for Rose Maria, okay? And just, you know, you're not working, but you have to see that you still have so much self-worth, Rosaria. Okay? And don't let go of any thoughts that say that you're anything less. Okay? Because you truly are not. Okay? I was seeing, like you said, I saw Archangel Michael. He had come in. And then I was hearing like the angels coming forward, and you know, you have to count all of your blessings. You know, even now things are tough, but there's still some blessings in your life, okay? Be grateful, you know, and show appreciation for everything that you do have in your life. And believe it or not, Rosemary, better days are coming. They truly are coming. But as Jan said, the most important thing right now is to really love yourself, respect yourself, eat really healthy, and try to take care of you. And allow yourself to just, you know, envision what it is that you want to do. What is it that makes, you know, your soul, like, feel like it's on fire? What do you get excited about? Think about that, Rosemaria, because it is going to be a really, really beautiful time. It's going to be a magical time. You know, you're going to manifest what it is that you're wanting, but you've got to believe. You've got to believe. Do you like animals, Rosemaria?
Yes.
Okay, because, Jan, I saw a cheetah and a buffalo around her.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I mean, yeah, they came. There was a cheetah. The cheetah showed up first, and then we had the buffalo that came in.
Nice. Those are great animals, too. Let's go to cheetah right away, and we've got it right here. So the cheetah says things will be speeded up for a while, but be assured that you'll move gracefully through this cycle. Increase your flexibility by daily stretching, perhaps even taking regular yoga classes for the next few months. You must respond without hesitation to the opportunity that has recently presented itself. Don't get caught up in the trap of rigid thinking, but instead remain flexible and willing to change course quickly as the situation demands. So there you go. Change is coming, and they're talking about taking care of yourself. Perfect, DC.
Yeah, and she's got to really, you know, she's got to really know that she still has amazing self-worth.
Yeah.
Whether you're working or not, yeah, you still have a lot of worth. And you've got to, you know, there's energy you're holding on to right now because of, you know, the situation you're in. But you're worthy of all that you've been wanting. You're worthy of success. You're worthy of happiness. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of, you know, compassion. You're worthy of fulfillment. And keep loving yourself and really believing in you, because the more you do, you're going to see how your life is magically transforming right in front of your very eyes. We have Archangel Michael coming in again, and he's saying, Rosemaria, I'm freeing you from all the negative energy of the past that, you know, has kept you stuck. So he is, you know, he's clearing your beautiful energy, and you know, you're going to be free to go forward. But in the meantime, you have got to visualize, you know, what your life is going to look like. You've got to see it. You've got to feel it. You've got to hear it. You've got to think it. And you've got to believe, Rosemaria, everything is, in fact, going to be okay. Okay? And you've got to trust in the unknown. And what does that mean? You've got to trust in what you can't presently see. The universe is waiting to you know, to give you all of the things that you've been wanting. I see so much, you know, good coming your way, but it starts with you. You have to believe in Rosemaria. And I know that you can do that, Rosemaria, that you can believe in yourself. You know, what it is that you're passionate about, you've got to start thinking about that. Like I said, count the blessings. And know that, Rosemary, even though you're not working now, when one door, like, closes, we know that another one's going to open. And you've got to trust in the universe. You've got to trust in Rosemaria. And you've got to trust that life is going to be good. You've got to have faith, because better than you had is actually on its way. You've got to release the past and all the negative energy to make room for all the good that is coming. Okay? I do see many opportunities are coming. And I see, you know, God is opening doors as we are connecting with you. Jen, I was getting the number 12. So I'm feeling it could take up to even 12 weeks. So I don't know if that would be something that you might, you know, agree with. But that's what I was feeling, like maybe 12 weeks before everything falls into place.
Because I was getting that it was springtime, and that's still like
we're in March, April, May. That's still like spring, summer.
Yeah, that's spring.
So right
on. Spring. It's not, but I'm getting, Maria, Rosemary, you have to surrender. You have to surrender all that you're holding on to. There's such a heaviness even in your voice as you're talking. Surrender. Trust to the divine. Release the outcome. You know, let go and let God. And just say, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready for this brand new life. I'm so deserving. And as you're, you know, visualizing all of this, you know, these new beginnings are getting closer. So I am getting you have to ground yourself. You're not as grounded as you should be, okay? And, you know, everything that you're feeling that like you're losing at the present moment, Rosemaria, just visualize it as you're letting that go because something better is coming into your life. Okay? So this is your time now to turn the page. And you're reading the book of your life, and this is a brand new chapter. And you're going forward, Rosemaria, where all the blessings await you, hon. That's what I have.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
God bless you, hon. And stay in touch with us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Hi, Rosemaria.
That's great, DC.
Yeah, I was going to say, beautiful messages, both Jan and DC.
Thank you, Liz.
I have a great, so let me see what I wrote down here first, because I wrote some stuff, and then, so I wrote right away, don't fret it, you always land on your feet. It's time to cleanse yourself, release everything, let it all go. Keep relationships relaxed, easy. Enjoy people's company. Have no attachments. Detox your life right now. Go near natural water and release and cleanse. Water, let's see. This is where I got screwy. just release and cleanse. I really saw it like, you know, go into the ocean or to a lake or a river or something and really just, you know, purge out all the crap you've been holding on to, all the things that the constrictions and rules that you have, you know, were taught in this life, let them all go. Start over. It's okay. Wipe the slate clean and, you know, forge your own path. Go your own way. Do what is comfortable to you, even if it's not the norm or natural. Or it will be natural. You know, it just may not be what conforms to what society's standard is. That's okay. There is no society standard. We all have to do what we have to do because it works for us, you know, and it's fine. But, you know, really, you know, I think the healthy eating is coming up and that stuff because you're really being called to get rid of all the crap, you know, cleanse your system, cleanse your mind, your emotional body, your spiritual body, all that. Like, you know, go see someone to smudge you, whatever. But the natural water, of course, is a beautiful cleanser too. And that's, you know, just go into the water and say, take away everything that I don't need. Clear me of all these negative ucks that I'm holding on to. Just let it go. I'm ready to release it. And fill yourself with positive words. So every drink that you take from here on out, when you open that container or pour that glass, look at that fluid and say, I love you. Before you drink it, write I love you on all the mirrors that you have in your house. You know, put a post-it note on your door for when you leave, you know, for the day that says I love you, so you're reading it. Put a reminder on your phone that comes up every couple hours that says I love you, right? Just embrace that and love yourself. Love this life that you have because it's not bad. It's you know, it's been an adventure. You've had some fun things happen, and you've gone places and done some things, and you have a lot more to do. It's not over. So I pulled a card from the Golden Future Oracle, and it's card number 26, the Waters of the Planet. And it says, bless the rain, rivers, and ocean. And this is, I'll post this in the Sacred Embers page as well. It's a surfer in this, he's riding the wave that's really floating up above the ocean, and there's all this rainbow color in there, and there's a dolphin. But I wanted to read you the message in the book about the card. It says, water carries Christ's light. It is transformational, cleansing, and purifying, not just at a physical level, but also at a soul level. We drink it, bathe in it, and it is in the atmosphere, so we breathe it in. Water dragons help it to flow so that it touches every sentient being with unconditional cosmic love. Our oceans are reservoirs of cosmic love. Highly evolved beings like whales, dolphins, rays, and turtles, net turtle came up again, incarnate cool. in the oceans, as it is easier to keep their frequency pure and high in water. When the power of water to cleanse, spread love, raise the frequency, and purify the soul is truly understood, fountains, streams, and lakes will be created in the golden cities. By 2050, water will be purified with advanced frequency waves sent through crystals. And it says, our waters will be honored and kept totally clean, so everyone will receive their many blessings. And the guidance for this card says, the blue-green archangel Jules is in charge of the flow of the waters of the planet and the alignment of the tectonic plates in the oceans. He helps the earth star chakras of all water creatures to open in synchronicity with the upper chakras. Your guidance is to visualize your earth star chakra below your feet glowing silver, then let your other chakras open up so that you become a channel of divine light. Imagine you are standing under a cascade of pure water that is streaming right through you. Direct the Christ light to the channel through you into hollow earth for the benefit of the planet and the universe. Let your life flow with unconditional love. Where this is a challenge, ask Archangel Jules and the water dragons to help you. Bless the water you drink and the rain puddles, rivers, and oceans, for this lights up the Christ light within them. And I thought I needed to tell you about the dolphin because it's so prominent on here. Take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music. Listen more and talk less, especially to the more subtle levels of communication from other people and from the natural world. Think and behave more lovingly and positively toward the person you're having difficulty with. Smile more at others and notice how they smile back at you. So the dolphin is all about, you know, connecting with our higher self, listening and tapping in and seeing the signs, not just blowing past them because we're too busy rushing to the next thing. So, you know, you're being called to slow down, even though it's a time of uneasiness when you're unemployed. But you always land on your feet. You always make it out. Don't worry. Don't stress. Take this time to clear yourself and your life, you know, declutter some, go around the house. What things don't you need that you can purge or donate or, you know, whatever you need to do. You know, if you're able to sell it and make money, do that. You know, we tend to hold on and collect things and they're really inconsequential. But I feel like things are going to be positive. It's just this time, again, of, you know, we're in this flux, we're in this change and this growth, and things are uneasy. So it's we're kind of being tested a little to work on our adaptability, work on those two things. It's just a little test. You know, you've made it through everything that life has given you so far, and you will continue to do so without a problem. So that is my message for you, Rosemary, and I hope it helps.
Yes, it does. And thank you.
You're welcome. Keep us updated on everything.
I will.
All right. Have a great night.
You too, guys.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, our friend Peg Jones has joined us.
Good.
Hi, Peg.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hey, Peg.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good. Tired, but I'm good.
Well, glad you're here.
We've had a couple of great synchronistic callers, Peg. We know that you'll help to complete out the rest of our evening with the same flow.
Sounds good.
Did you want to share anything before we get started, or are you ready to roll?
No, I'm not. No, okay. I don't need anything to share, really.
Okay.
Well, actually,
I just wanted to make sure. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there is one thing. I finally put information on my website about my sound healing. So it pegs angelicalwhispers.com. So it kind of talks about the background of the solfeggio sounds and how they were rediscovered, and then what my sound healing with tuning forks is, and how and what I offer for that at this point. So, yeah.
Well, that's neat.
It took me long enough, but I'm glad I finally did it.
Good things come in time.
I know.
I bow down to anyone that gets their computer work done because it makes me crazy.
Yeah, me too. WordPress is hard.
Yeah, they're all hard. I don't care what they are. All right. Well, thank you for updating us on that, Peg, and I hope people get over there and check your stuff out. I know you shared with us, and it was very interesting, and, you know, the stuff that came from it. And so I encourage everyone to try it out.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know, in so many ways. So,
yeah. And we both do sound in such, you know, in different ways.
Yep. Yeah, so yours is fascinating. Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool. But yeah, you know, mine's kind of more one-on-one, and yours, you know, can be done in groups, which is really nice too. So.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have the one-on-one experiences, though, for that individual treatment.
I think so.
I often bring bowls into a Reiki session. And I was doing that before the sound healing, just because I know how good it made me feel when I went to the singing bowl meditation. So
right.
I thought, well, you know, it could only help you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping to bring in my tongue drum and, you know, my Tibetan bowls with it too. So,
yeah.
Pretty cool.
I think you can't go wrong. It's pretty much the whatever you need.
No, right.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah.
All right.
Liz, I just wanted to ask you, have you ever listened to Gregorian chants?
Yes. I've done
I mean, I listen to both and healing. Yeah. I mean, they're soothing, they're healing. I mean, I feel like some of the time I just like go somewhere different, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a lot of faraway land. It's just
I talk about that. Excuse me, sorry, on my website.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, because it's because the tuning forks are solfeggio frequencies, which is what the Gregorian chants are.
Okay,
and,
are they? Because they're like 432 hertz for the Gregorian chant.
Yeah, they go from from 200 like up to almost 900. You know the different each sound.
One, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I talk all about that on my sound healing page. And
nice.
How it was discovered. Each of the frequencies have a healing, abilities for the, to clear the chakras, to keep them balanced, but also, and then, and it can help different areas in your body too. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
They're amazing. They are powerful.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they sort of help you like as we go through our earthly life as well. Because there's a frequency as we are here together. There's an earthly frequency. So they help to tune into that as well. They help with your mood, your health. If you're tired, you could just, listen to a Gregorian chant as well. I mean, I just love them. Very powerful.
I often, I have a lot to get done at work and I start to feel overwhelmed, I'll put those on because it helps me focus. If I have a lot going on at work and I feel overwhelmed, I'll put those on because it helps me focus. And then I get out of my head and I just get the work done and then it's done.
But it gets rid of stress, anxiety. It'll lower your blood pressure, and it positively charges the central nervous system as well as the cortex of your brain.
Oh, it does. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a course about the polyvagal theory now, and that, that's all about, how different exercises to help, especially if your polyvagal is, or your vagus nerve is is inflamed, So I took it a couple of years ago, and so I was able to take it free again.
Where do you find that, Peg? Where do you find a course like that on? Is it on online?
Yeah. So
polyvagal?
I'll tell you more about it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's polyvagal theory. Stephen Porges is one of the forerunners that had done a lot of research on it. So he's a good person to look up about that.
And you know what,
too,
Peg? I was looking with the Gregorian chant specifically, you don't even need as many hours sleep once you start listening to them.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah,
I think
so you could actually
at a higher less. At a high frequency, higher frequency or higher vibration.
Huh?
I think they keep us at in a higher vibration, just like the bowls will, and the crystal bowls and everything. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just like it's like a prayer. It's almost like you're praying, but with the sound of the chant, I can't say enough about it. It just lifts me up and I feel so much better. As Liz said, you can concentrate on other things while that's playing in the background.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
Very good. I mean, listening to it for a while and it is very spiritual. Yeah.
I know music is one of the only things that engages all parts of our brain. So it's so integral to keep music in your life. If you're feeling if you're feeling down and out, play some music because it'll raise your vibration instantly.
I mean,
but it also
I mean,
What's that, Peg?
Yeah, and it generates alpha, you know, so that you do get in that calm state. You know, I just, you know, any kind of sound healing is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. I am.
But you just
have to tell
really what resonates with you.
Yeah.
Right.
I hear all the time that a lot of times if I'm having a really rough day, I just start singing out loud songs that I don't care if it sounds bad, but like just that, you know, moving that energy through your body is so powerful and changes everything. It's maybe 5-10 minutes and I'm out of it, whatever funk I was in, you know, from just singing or listening to my favorite song. It's an instant shift.
Yeah, and on YouTube, there's a lot of Hertz music, you know, and and they have them for, you know, stress, for relaxation, for abundance, for peace, you know,
any
different
kind of
things.
Kind of physical ailment. Yeah, they do. They have all of that, which is really beautiful. But even though it's like, you know, like it, one of them may resonate with you and then the next one may not. Like specifically when I listen to like the different music, like I have to find the ones that resonate with me. So everyone you know, may resonate with a little different.
There's a book written about that I have, as a matter of fact, that I haven't really started. We all have our different sounds, you know, and and it shows like the different sounds, you know, and you're able to find your sound with the frequencies. And I had someone share the book with me. And so she played the different sounds, and then it was like I found my sound, you know. It took a while.
Oh, neat.
But it was really
cool. I love
that. I can't wait to look at it, you know. And there's also a book about intention and vibration, or intention and healing, which I also have, which I'm about to read too. So I'm getting educated more so. But it's really interesting, very interesting.
It really is. You know, and now, like, there's more of this kind of, you know, with the music and, you know, Liz's, like, the singing bowls and, like, all of that, that, you know, can really complement, like, medical issues, you know?
Yep.
Where they add that to the healing, you know, process. So it is really beautiful.
Absolutely. Even, you know, the end-of-life process, right? Because that takes a little bit of a time to happen, right? I actually, you know, two friends in the last couple of years, both were diagnosed with cancer. One of them, I went to her home and I played every week for her to just keep her in a state where she could go and get her, you know, well enough to receive her treatments and things, you know. And then another friend of mine, he was in Virginia, and he always listened online, but he religiously listened. He was in the hospital having the doctors and nurses listen. His kids and wife were telling me. you know, and he was on his way, you know, he was making his way out, you know, and it helped him to be peaceful and to be relaxed. Same thing, Mary's mother. Mary used to listen to me every week with her mom, who had dementia.
Yeah.
But her mom would move her feet and stuff when she heard the bowls. You know, but it helped her get through that end-of-life process easier. So it's such a comfort, honestly.
It really is.
Yeah, just amazing. So,
I mean, so many different modalities that she, you know, add it to a patient's care, you know. I know, like, the larger hospitals, they believe in watching comedy movies because if you laugh for a certain amount of time, you don't need as much medication.
Yeah.
You know, it's as if you cook something up here. And here you're watching a comedy movie, and it really helps as well, you know. So it's amazing.
Absolutely. keeping that vibration up has a lot to do with our health.
Yeah.
I have a friend who is a supplementary teacher at the high school here. So she has the kids that need extra help, and usually they're not as well-behaved and such. They're usually a little bit rowdy. And I told her, I said, listen, go on YouTube and get one of these frequency things for calm. And I said, they don't have to hear it. They don't even have to know it's on. I said, just play it while they're in the room. And she does that now every day because she says it's so much nicer. They all come in and relax. You know, those kids are like that because they have anxiety and things. And so, of course, they just get more and more ramped up, and then they're around a bunch of people that are in the same state, so they're just, you know, vibrating even higher. So, of course, it gets overwhelming and chaotic. So, you know, putting on that calm frequency has brought them right down to they come in, they relax, they do their work, you know, they're focused.
But you know what?
So there's so many
I even do that with dog Liz. I'll put on the dog meditation stuff and healing. And she loves listening to them, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aww.
My dog, Rosie, that passed, she used to come when I played at home, you know, during COVID. She'd come and she'd lay right on the outside of them. She loved them so much.
Yeah.
She'd come and lay right down, right next to them, just where she was just not touching, and stay there the whole hour.
Yeah.
Now, my
big
girl, she'd come over and put her head in one and get her bell rung, and then she'd go lay down. But...
if we lay together, like on the bed, and I put the music mm-hmm. there, all of a sudden she turns over, and she's stretched out like you wouldn't believe, and she's sound asleep snoring.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Every medicine.
You're too comfortable. Yeah, you're too comfortable.
Yeah, every meditates with me at night.
yeah, it's beautiful.
There's something. It works for everybody. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You can eat your plant. Plant
it
for your plant.
Yep. And all living creatures or, you know, plants, it is. It's just beautiful. And that goes along with even saying nice things to the plants or, you know, other people. It helps them to grow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, positive
all
energy.
All right, lady. Should we get another caller on here before it's time to
get
hang it up for the evening?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Area code 401, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Kerry.
Hi, Kerry, do you have a question for us?
I didn't. I was led to your show this evening. I received an email and was just checking my email on my way home, and I feel like Spirit may have led me here. I've been enjoying listening. I feel like it's the new season that's approaching, and there's just been a lot of transition for me personally. So, I mean, I'm open to any messages that
mm-hmm.
you may have. Doing
okay.
my best to sort of not just do a spring cleaning literally, but figuratively as well as emotionally.
Absolutely. So, hi, Kerry. This is Jan.
Hi.
I totally... It is. It's spring. It's March Madness, and it's not sadness, but gladness. And
mm-hmm.
that's my motto for March Madness. And you're clearly getting a horse. I'm seeing this horse in the it's like it's in the bushes, in the trees, kind of bush area. Very beautiful horse, kind of white, brown, gold horse. And
mm-hmm.
so let me... I just had it. Okay. So let's see what the horse says here. And I love horse. They are really incredible creatures, animals.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It's hard to find. I don't know why I can't get the page. Okay. So you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure. And we'll have to move very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength in this time. You're much more powerful than you think you are. The situation requires strong warrior balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with your family and friends and community are important now. You're getting the urge to travel, explore new territories. Yet you have doubts about this. Your energy is low. If it is low, you need to boost. You're going to get a new. You need to boost it with and handle the tasks before you. You're being prompted to expand and deepen your spiritual practice, and your personal freedom is of the highest priority. So, and you'll buck whenever someone tries to stifle you, even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, you still are able to deal with the mundane issues of life and concerns. And you're very loyal to others. Once they've earned your trust, you love to wander just for the sake of exploring. You're a natural leader also. So that is the horse. I mean, there is no doubt about this horse. It came right up to my face. I was like, whoa, you're getting really close to me here. And that was for you. That horse is for you. So I think of the animals. Yeah, I think so too. I think the animals as a gift. They are around us as angels, and they're a gift for us. So you've got a beautiful animal here. I don't know if you want to travel, but this may be a good time to do some traveling or an adventure.
I missed that. I was a flight attendant a long time ago. I don't work in that profession anymore, but I do miss it. Can't wait to get to a point where I'm able to just take a little vacation.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to leave you with that. You're welcome, and give you right over to DC Love.
Okay.
Thank you, Jan. That was beautiful.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
This is DC.
Hi.
Hi, hon. I'm getting, I was hearing you have to give yourself more unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
To really love yourself the way you truly deserve to be loved. And I'm also getting, I saw Jesus immediately, I saw Mother Mary, and, they're letting you know that, you are safe. You are being watched over. There's so many angels, your family on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just
I have quite a few.
A beautiful, beautiful divine team with you.
Yeah.
And you've got to realize, too, what you think, what you think is what you can become. So make sure that you're mindful of what you're thinking, okay? Be mindful of your thoughts, your emotions. Watch out for synchronicities, okay? Because I am getting, I feel like you can manifest things really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to, and just watch, where your time goes every day.
Right.
And, and release any doubt that you're having. Release any fear, what I was getting. Also, I am getting that you're clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to... to the inner seeing. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see different things like words, symbols, colors, or anything to that effect?
I do. I'm pretty aware. Oh, and it's developing and has developed over time and just haven't really made the decision. I know it's there, and it's sometimes I use it against see the red flag, if you will, whether it's a friendship or it's hard.
Right.
What I really struggle with is seeing it with family too.
The stronger that it can and it will become.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just getting at this. At this time, count your blessings, even the smallest of blessings. And when we we show that we're appreciative and we have gratitude, it just opens up for you to have more to come into your life. And I'm getting better days are coming for you. So that's what the angels are showing me as well, that, better days are coming, hon. Okay?
I hope so. I mean, I just started a new position, a new job. I was with my previous employer for about 10 months, and they unexpectedly let me go, and they made a I mean, they made a decision to hire someone pretty much who was paid less than me and for shorter hours. So that's their right. And I, as a result, I found a better position.
I'm not upset about it at all.
You know, I felt a little betrayed
You're opening up for bigger and better things, you know?
Yeah. And honestly, it was more money and it was just a greater opportunity and I never would have found it if they hadn't let go. So,
Yeah, you're going to be fine. Like I said, you just have to, really love yourself and, work on you. Because I'm even seeing, how much your finances are improving. Everything is getting better, And you might even say, oh, my gosh, how is all this coming in, when it starts? Don't question it. Just be thankful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do see, having faith is all that you need and good is coming. And I'm getting, for you, there is good coming for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be more successful than you could have even imagined,
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
I do see money. Like I said, I see money coming in. Just be grateful because this is amazing, Really, really amazing.
Thank you.
So you've got to just trust trust and keep going forward. And I'm getting really meditate a little bit more because it will help you
mm-hmm.
as you go forward. Do you meditate?
Hello?
Do you meditate at all, hon?
Sorry, you cut out and I couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting really ground too. Make sure that you ground yourself to Mother Earth daily, okay?
Right. Sometimes I guess there's just been some stuff that happened in the fall, and, if you cross paths with a particular person, it tends to trigger. So, honestly, that happened last night, so I was feeling a little off today.
Yeah.
And it's just time to regroup because, I really don't want to hold on to that energy, and it was pretty painful, but it just didn't serve its purpose.
Well, you can call in Archangel Michael, and, you could say to him, Archangel Michael, if it's not mine, take it away, and he will clear your energy. He'll get rid of any cords, of negativity. He'll cut those cords, okay? He'll help you to have, renewed clarity and the strength that you deserve. He's there. All you have to do is call upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be there so that you will feel better. But
okay.
Allow him to come in and allow him to help you because you are going forward, and things are shifting, and they're shifting in a very positive way. It's going to be amazing.
It's been a long road.
And I feel like the divine is actually trying to connect with you, hon.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, it's above you, and they're trying to, to give you these beautiful messages. So
I've been seeing a lot of them lately. As an aside,
yeah.
I just thought, a few months ago, I saw a license plate. I took a picture of it, and I was on my lunch break at that previous position, and it was God, G-O-D 444. And I was driving yesterday, and I saw another license plate on the highway, and it was God 777. I don't know what the odds are of that happening, but in between those two moments, I saw Dad, and that was a few weeks ago, actually, and those are things that come to mind, and I know when I see things like that they're with me. So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I'm just getting, make sure you stay in balance so that you don't get overwhelmed. Okay? Because I feel like, at times, the balance is off a little bit. Okay? And just trust that everything is going to be okay because it's going to be amazing. So love yourself again. Like I said, really show yourself the love that you truly deserve, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting with work, you have this beautiful, unique energy and everything. And I feel like you'll have an opportunity to bring forth that energy to a specific career, choice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you, And I do feel
like
the energy I'm feeling now is from past lives as well. So you've brought this beautiful energy with you forward you know, from at least one past life. So I'm going to hurry up and turn it over to the other ladies. God bless you, hon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Carrie. This is Peg.
Hi, Peg.
And the card that I had, it's been kind of what GC has been talking about, too, is, you know, about trusting your path. You know, sometimes our path can be smooth. Sometimes it can be rocky. Sometimes, you know, things are going really great, and then, you know, things maybe aren't as great. You know, so it's all about trusting the path, because in the long run, the experiences that that you're experiencing help you to help you to see that it's, you know, the lessons or the opportunities that we experience, you know, are almost preparing us for something even greater. So I'm going to read this to you. The universe is conspiring. Keep facing your true north. Your job is not to pave the path, but to simply keep facing your true north and taking one step after another. If you do this, you can't go wrong. The universe is conspiring. Don't waver or doubt. Use your heart as a compass and put one foot in front of the other. If you follow the invisible trail of what lights you up, you will light up the world without even trying. Most people don't follow their highest call of their soul because they're waiting to see the end destination before they take the first step. If you take one baby step each day within a year, you will have 365 steps in your dedicated direction. If you want to do something creative, like write a book, you could write a page every day. If you want to change careers, do one thing every day in dedication to that. And you did that, and look what's happened. And before you know it, it's, let me see, I'm not going to read that. Things don't always work out the way you're planning, but if you have a little faith and keep showing up, they will work out even better than you could possibly manage.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, and then lastly, don't micromanage the universe. Trust your path and let your soul lead the way. If you knew you would be supported no matter what would you do? So, but it sounds like you're pretty secure with the job that you have now, you know, and that's really great.
I'm really grateful for it.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, sometimes you have to go through something and then something even better shows up, and it sounds like that's what's happened for you. So it's kind of like, I mean, you know, it's kind of 60 like
60 seconds.
Okay, just seeing exactly, you know, what you want. You know, maybe for now, this is what you need to find a job that, you know, is great. Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hi, Carrie. It's Liz. I'll put mine in here. Hopefully we don't get cut off.
Hi.
So the message I got is it's time to minimize and declutter. My stuff is a little all over the place here, but I got less. You know, we get material goods a lot of times to fill voids in our life or, you know, wounds that we have. So it's time to open those things back up. It's time to open up those voids, open up those wounds, let the air get to them, and so they can heal. We're done, right? It's time to purify your space, too. So, you know, if you don't know about, you know, cleansing with sage, you know, opening your windows and doors and letting the air, the fresh air come through, you know, just wiping down all the walls. And they say you can make a solution for your front door with peppermint oil and cinnamon and wipe your front door down with it so it nothing harmful comes through and that you have and blessings come in. You know, sprinkle salt in your doorway, whatever you're attuned to.
I need to do that, yeah. And, I've seen that every time I come home. A little bit more, yeah. Clear it out.
let's see. And so I pulled a card for you from the Golden Futures Oracle, and it was number 9 and homes. And it says, live in an ecological, creative, and fun space. So I was immediately thinking, like, tiny home.
Yeah, but actually, I live in a little cottage. It's pretty, it's not tiny, it's small, but yeah.
So, okay, I'm like, well, then that makes more sense.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, the decluttering, right? Like, because when you're in a small space, you can't have clutter. It just makes it feel smaller, right? So
absolutely.
Lighten it up, put your personality in there, you know, less is more. When talking about your job and how you were let go and then you found a better job, like, thank God for those redirections, right?
Because
we so often get so hung up on what our mind was set at that we miss that the redirection got us something way better than we even thought of, right? And and don't question all the good stuff that's coming into your life because you deserve it. You know, a lot of times when good things start happening, we're like, wait, what'd I do? Why is this happening? Right? We get nervous.
Right.
Don't do that. Accept it and say, yes, thank you. This is awesome. This is the best, right? It's okay to be happy
right.
about it.
Definitely looking forward to it. I feel like I've really, for the first time in many years, have found a place where I want to see myself 10, 15 years from now, you know, and it's been hard to find, especially after COVID. So I feel stable in that aspect and can only go up from there. Other times I've just, you know, that's led to the clutter and whatnot, just the busyness of being stressed out and wondering if I'm going to be able to make all of the ends meet and, like, just all to the wayside. So, yeah, it's just time to revamp everything.
Yes, and it says, so one of the things I wrote down, too, was because I feel like your life is going to shift some. It's gonna be unconventional, right? It's gonna not be the norm, but there is a community out there for you, and you're gonna connect with them if you haven't already. So it's okay, you know. Do what works for you, right? Because there is no social normal convention, really. It's all a myth. You know, do the unconventional thing, because if it works for you, then you're happy. And that's what is really important.
Absolutely. And that's true. And sometimes happiness fluctuates depending on other people's energy. So I'm really determined to just make this about me this year and not get sucked into the, you know, that's what I was doing before. Sucked into a thing, you know, and I'm not actively looking, but I'm more discerning when people cross my path. We'll just put it that way.
Right, and when we don't have all that clutter clouding our way, right, it's easier to see and to, you know, get through that. So that's part of what it's about, too. And I wanted to share with you the guidance from the card because I thought it was important. It says, your guidance is to consider ways to make your home and your life ecological, healthy, and harmonious. Archangel Gabriel, the pure white angel of purity, joy, and creativity, is in charge of the homes of the future. Ask him to place his vast cosmic diamond over you and your residence. Relax and take a moment to experience this. It will purify your dwelling as well as your essence, enabling your consciousness to expand and become more open and creative. Consider how you can raise the frequency of your home. How can you express your individuality within it? How can you add lightness, fun, and joy? Make your home into a loving, caring, beautiful space. So I don't know if you understood. So picture Archangel Gabriel bringing this cosmic diamond and coming right down over you and your home with it and cleansing the space. You know, lifting out everything that is, you know, taking all that negative energy, anything that doesn't belong there, that's stagnant, and letting it go. And it was, I'm like, I had something to say, and it went right out of my brain. So, well, I guess it wasn't important. But I will post a picture of the card on the Sacred Embers page so you can see the picture.
Okay, great.
But, you know, make your home a sanctuary, right, where you want to come. Oh, that's what I was going to say. You know, wind chimes are a beautiful way to help move the energy in your around your home and in your home. And they keep the negative energy cleared away. I got some really beautiful wind chimes last summer on Amazon, 3 sets of them, and they're all a little bit different. And they're so beautiful. My neighbors even, and I keep them up all year, my neighbors even say, oh, your wind chimes are so nice. They're not annoying. And I'm like, I know.
You know what? It's funny. I was looking at some last night, and I was looking up some on Etsy last night, so that's ironic.
Yeah. I'm like, well, make sure you hear them play before you buy them. That's what I say. Amazon had this great thing where you could play them so you could hear them before you ordered them. I was like, all right. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, those were not what I thought they would be. So these ones are beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You know, things like
that. I appreciate
that.
All of you.
You're welcome. So have a great night, Carrie. And call us back and let us know how things go. Hopefully you'll be there.
I absolutely will. And I'll be on the lookout for that photo. I'm part of the group.
Yes, absolutely. We'll get it up there as soon as we're done.
Great. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Have a great evening. You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye. Wow.
What a beautiful
evening, lady.
Yeah, what a beautiful show.
My,
it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really
the flow,
was.
The flow just goes. It was nice to get to connect with you tonight, Peg.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. I'm glad I was able to get on finally. Next week I'll be here.
And DC on tonight, too.
Yeah, you too, DC.
Oh,
we haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was really, really beautiful. And it seems like no time goes by because as soon as we connect, we're back in the zone, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just
like
really,
never,
really beautiful.
Never been apart.
No. It is so beautiful. Well, thank you, ladies. It's just been an amazing evening. So beautiful.
Yes. Thank you all. I know I will not be here next week, but the rest of you, well, Jan and Peg and Mary will at least will be here, I believe. So I hope you have a wonderful show, and we will talk to everyone soon.
We will.
Have a
good night.
Good night,
everybody. Thank you, ladies. It was so fun.